This is Will Gomez from Metro Research. Yes. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Sure, go talk to me. Go ahead.
All right, thank you so much. First question, how many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
None are kindergarten through 12th grade, but I do have one of my adult sons live with us.
Okay. How many children? One, two?
I had two children, but only one lives with us.
Okay. Thank you. How old are you? What is your age?
I'm 67.
67. Thank you. How do you describe your gender?
Male.
Thank you. How would you describe your race?
White.
Thank you. What grades are your children currently in?
One got a GED, the other one went to graduate school.
Okay. So you can say that one is in 12th grade?
Well, no, one just got his GED, which is an equivalency exam to the high school. And the other one graduated from graduate school.
Okay. Any grandchildren, nieces, nephews?
I have one grandchild.
Okay. How old is he? Or she?
Yeah, she's seven.
Okay. What grade is she in?
First or second, I'm not sure.
Okay. First or second? Okay.
Yeah.
Which of the following best describes the school that your grandchild is enrolled this year? Is it a public school run by the school district? Is it a charter school but public? Is it a parochial school or a Catholic school? Is it a non-Catholic private or independent school? Is it a home school?
It's a non-Catholic. It's a non-Catholic private school.
Okay, thank you so much. So you mentioned you had a grandchild in second grade. These next set of questions are going to be about he or she. First, which of the following best describes the school where your second grade child is enrolled this year? You said it's a non-Catholic but private, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. When it comes to your second grade child progress in reading this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, is your second grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? Yes or no?
Yes, and it's my child.
Okay. Has your grandchild, pediatrician, ever discussed with you how can you support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay, thank you. What information do you use to understand your grandchild's progress in reading and writing? English language arts, MCAS, parent-teacher conference?
Her mother teaches that facility, and I get reports directly from her.
Oh, okay. So she's the teacher.
My granddaughter's mother.
Yeah. Your daughter, she's the teacher of your grandchild.
No, I don't have a daughter. No. That is my son. I have two boys.
Okay.
It's his mother that gives me the reports regarding the child.
Okay, so it's your daughter-in-law.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, no longer than divorced, but yes.
Okay, so you can say that you get your information from the parent-teacher conferences then?
No, I can say I get it directly from the parent.
Okay, so it's from the teacher?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my grandchild's reading progress this year from their school. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Does your grandchild that is in second grade school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading?
I don't really know that. All I can tell you is she has no worries. She can go on to graduate school and college and everything else that she wants to. Don't worry. She's not worried about it financially.
Okay, we almost done. I just need to ask you a few more questions, if you don't mind to bear with me just a little longer.
All right, you got a couple of minutes.
Have you ever looked for help outside the school to support your second grade child's reading progress, yes or no?
No.
No.
And I would not be interested either.
Okay. When your second grade child is reading at home and they come across unfamiliar words, which of the following best reflects their approach? They try to guess the word based on context clues such as pictures or other words in the sentence. They sound out the letters in the word and try to say them together to make a word, or neither of these approaches?
They generally use an online dictionary.
Okay, thank you. How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your grandchild in second grade how to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective,
very
not
effective.
At all.
Very effective.
Thank you. Do you know what curriculum is used in your grandchild's second grade for reading?
It's roughly the same as the public school curriculum.
Public school? Okay.
It's roughly the same as the public school curriculum.
Oh, it's the same. Okay. Now, thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Sound it out. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, I'm familiar with it. I don't know if it's applicable in this instance.
Okay,
somewhat familiar. Are you trying to raise money for some sort of a secondary assistance program?
No, it's not. It's a public research study.
Honestly, I am a solid Republican. Always have been. And always will be.
Okay. We're not political affiliated. This is a public research study. It has nothing to do with politics.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the sound it out method?
Yes, I am. I used to, at one point in my career before I went to graduate school, I taught math at the high school level.
Okay, calculus. So you are very familiar with it.
Yes, I am.
Okay, what about the 3QN or QN?
That I have no idea.
No?
Not
okay, what about reading recovery?
No, I don't know about that either.
Okay, what about phonics?
I'm familiar with the term, and I'm familiar with what it is, but I'm not really a teaching guide or methodology.
Okay,
no,
so you're somewhat familiar. Okay, no problem. What about sign words, lists, or flashcards?
No, where is this going? I mean, you got to tell me where this is going. What are we heading to for culmination? I mean,
It's just a research to learn.
I'm missing too much of Larry David's last episode. That's it. I quit. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Hey. You're bugging me already.
Same thing wrong. Over and over. Okay. And I should have been down you.